This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Let's say someone offered you a pill that could stop you from desiring the things that you do not have. This pill would make you content with who you are and what you've got right now. The pill would provide a childlike contentment. Would you take this pill?
You sent us these responses.
From East Glacier, I would have no use for such a pill. Utter contentment would remove any desire for improvement, either in personal achievement, personal development, or situational development. Such a pill could lead only to stagnation and laziness. From Eugene, Oregon. However, for some folks, it might occasionally be useful to alter said contentment factors if it were temporary. From Seattle. Wants and needs lie on a continuum, based on what Abraham Maslow termed a hierarchy of needs. Once the needs for basics like food and shelter are met, the next need comes into play. We never really stop wanting to fulfill our needs in that regard. It is part of our humaneness to want, and therefore, a pill to erase completely our wants takes away from our humaneness. And what do philosophers have to say?
Who hasn't thought that life would be better if we could just stop wanting things we don't have? Who hasn't thought that life would be better if we could throw off the burdens that keep us from feeling satisfied? However, philosophers tell us that handling insatiable desires is what it means to be morally mature. Learning to shoulder burdens with grace shows that the person has developed a wise and settled character. A life that lacks challenge and strife wouldn't be a human life at all. Listen to what the 19th century British philosopher couple John Stuart Mill and Harriet Taylor had to say about this.
No intelligent human being would consent to be a fool. No instructed person would be an ignoramus. No person of feeling and conscience would be selfish and base, even though they should be persuaded that the fool, the dunce, or the rascal is better satisfied with his lot than they are with theirs.
It's better to be a human being dissatisfied than a pig satisfied. Better to be Socrates dissatisfied than a fool satisfied.
But Aristotle argues that a life of leisure and good fortune is necessary for someone to become the best person he or she can be.
But he also said that you couldn't tell if someone had achieved the self-fulfillment until that person had died.
Here is next week's topic. Terrorists kill innocent others in the name of ideology. Some terrorists justify this damage on the basis that they are engaged in war, and unfortunately, innocent people are hurt in war. Are terrorism and war ethically different or not?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.